Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to 4 beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to equip.org.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity: emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is on the air because truth matters. To get on today's program, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I hold in my hand Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. And that's precisely what resurrection is. If devotees of the kingdom of the cults, adherents of world religions, or liberal scholars are correct, the biblical account of the resurrection is fiction, fantasy, or even worse, a gargantuan fraud. If, on the other hand, it's factually reliable, the resurrection constitutes the greatest feat in human history. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christian faith. Indeed, without the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, you might as well tear up your Bible, terminate your preacher, torture church, because Christianity is false and there's no hope for salvation and no hope for immortality. Paul, as an apostle, goes so far as to say, if the dead are not raised, let's just eat and drink, because tomorrow we die. The physical resurrection of Jesus Christ constitutes the very capstone of our faith. Without it, Christianity crumbles. As such, those who take the sacred name of Christ upon their lips, the crystal Christ, the paragon of virtue, those who take that name must be prepared to defend the historicity of resurrection. And therefore, I have developed a feat chart. It will serve as an enduring reminder that far from a gargantuan fraud, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest feat in the annals of recorded history. Each letter in the acronym FEAT will serve to remind you in memorable fashion of an undeniable fact of the resurrection. And our goal is not just to state what we believe with respect to the greatest feat in the annals of recorded history, but to document why we believe it. Now, the flip chart is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can get a copy for yourself. But more than that, you can get copies to give away to family members or friends. Again, this gives you the essentials with respect to the very cornerstone or foundation of the historic Christian faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which ensures that you too will rise from the dead. Now, some of you listening to my voice might take that for granted. But all you need do is think back 24 hours to an interview with Tiger Woods on ESPN and the Golf Channel. He was displaying a Buddhist bracelet, and he said that bracelet was for protection and strength, a bracelet that he would wear for the rest of his life. In fact, he blamed his bad behavior on turning his back on Buddhism. He said, "I quit meditating, I quit being a Buddhist, and my life changed upside down." But now he believes by following the Eightfold Path through many reincarnations, he's going to be able to erase his karmic debt and achieve the nirvanic realization of no self. And in that way, he's going to attain liberation from suffering and escape endless cycles of life, death, and rebirth. My point here is to say that Tiger Woods has placed his hope in a false hope, reincarnation, whereas Christians place their hope in a real hope, resurrection. That's one thing to assert. It's another thing to demonstrate, and that's, again, exactly what this flip chart does. It demonstrates that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not just something we believe in because we want to believe in it and we hope it will give us protection and strength. No, we believe in resurrection because we know it corresponds to truth. So while Tiger Woods has placed his faith in the false hope of reincarnation, you can place your faith in the genuine hope of resurrection and be able to communicate that to others. And let me tell you something, there are a lot of people that think, you know, if this works for Tiger, maybe it will work for me. If this works, maybe there are a lot of different paths that lead to nirvana. My point, once again, is to underscore in red the need to always be ready to give an answer or reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. The flip chart, laminated 4x6, you can put in your pocket or purse, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Give us a call, 888-7000-CRI, resource consultant standing by. Or log into the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just write me, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Let's go to the phone lines, talk to Will. He's listening on XM170 in Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Will.
Hey, how are you, Hank?
Doing well, thank you.
I had a question about sins in the Bible and how how God views them as far as severity. Is there any difference in how he views, like abortion or murder, or does he view like lies and abortion, murder, all those things in the same light or like with the same degree of severity?
No, all sins are not created equal. I mean, all sin is falling short of the glory of God, but all sins are not equal sins. If you have a murderous thought in your mind, do you think it's the same as actually carrying out the murder?
I definitely do not.
Well, and that's the answer to the question. All sins are not created equal. The consequences of sin follow inexorably like night follows day. So thinking a bad thought and actually carrying it out have two different consequences associated with them. Now, all sin, again, is falling short of the glory of God. So all sin is enough to separate us from God, but all sins are not created equal.
It makes sense. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and they were telling me that that the Bible indicates that God created this, that God views it the same. But it didn't sound right to me. And I know the Bible does say that once you're guilty of like one part of the law, or breaking one part, transgressing on one part, it's like you break the whole law. But that doesn't indicate that he views lying as the same as, you know, as adultery or something like that. So thanks for confirming that for me, Hank.
You got it, my friend. Appreciate your call.
Really quickly, I just want to take this, if I can ask this and just take it offline. How does somebody, you know, amass the amount of knowledge that you've gained over the years to become like a Bible answer man? You know, I mean, how many hours do you spend, in the Bible? How do you have the time or find the time to learn all this stuff?
I've been very fortunate to be able to do this as a lifestyle, but I will tell you this, that memorizing Scripture has allowed me to do what I do. If I had not made it a discipline to memorize the Word of God, I would not be able to do what I do.
Well, thank you very much, Hank.
You got it. And all of us should study to show ourselves approved, workmen who need not blush with embarrassment, rightly dividing the word of truth, which is to say, this is not an occupation for a few hired guns. And the reason that I answer questions is to demonstrate that there are answers to the Christian faith and that you too can give those answers. And there are a lot of times that I have to say to a question, I don't know what the answer to that question is. I'll research and return. In the process, I become an ever more usable tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit in the process of changing lives for time and for eternity. So I'm constantly learning and developing and growing. So next year I'm going to be better at what I do than this year because I'm going to continue learning and growing and developing. And that is the call of all Christians. Again, we are called to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, with gentleness and with respect. I have a complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition to help you do just that. It's available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. In fact, for a donation of $100 or more to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, we'll send you the book autographed, personalized to you, a family member or friend. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of your questions. Please don't touch that dial.
Islam and Judaism swear that the resurrection of Jesus Christ never happened. Jehovah's Witnesses claim that Jesus' physical body was discarded, destroyed, or dissolved into gases. Jesus Seminar fellows laugh it off as mere wishful thinking. What is the truth? What if Jesus was not raised from the dead? If that's the case, there's no Christianity, no heaven, no hope, and no future. It all boils down to what happened on the third day. Read this riveting account and you'll be equipped with all the key historical facts and irrefutable evidence that point to Christ's resurrection. You can order this important resource by visiting our website at equip.org or by contacting our resource consultants by phone at 888-7000-274. We'll return to the Bible Answer Man after this short break. Don't touch that dial.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
Want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org. Most Christian families in America spend more time preparing for Christmas than preparing for Easter. Yet the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the defining event in all of human history. This month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his Feet flip chart. Pocket-sized and color-coded for easy reference, this new resource will give you a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Order your copy and learn to confidently defend the good news of our resurrected Christ. You can order your laminated flip chart today by going online to equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 1-888-7000-CRI. Now back to more of your questions and Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we'll go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Seth, listening in Butt Radio in Kansas. Hi, Seth.
Hi. I was just wondering if the American government should legislate against pornography biblically. Is there a biblical foundation for a country to legislate against things like that?
Well, I think people oftentimes say that we can't legislate morality, but if we can't legislate morality, pray tell, what can we legislate? But in saying that, I'm also suggesting that there's something that is a precursor to all of this, and that is that we use the gospel as the means of transforming a culture. So it's neither one or the other, it's both and. We should be involved in the legislative process, but more than that, recognize that the only way you change a culture is by changing hearts. When the hearts of people change, the culture is impacted as well.
Yeah. Would you say, based on that, that America has ever been necessarily a Christian nation from, like, founding fathers and on? Has it ever been... Would it ever be considered a Christian nation necessarily or a secular nation from the beginning?
Well, I think that there is a sense in which the United States of America has as a mission statement to be a mission-sending force to the world. So in that sense, the people who came to America did that so that they could engage in their religious devotion to Christ and also make Christ known to the world. But a nation in itself is only Christian to the extent that the inhabitants think Christianly and embrace a Christian worldview. The institutions themselves are either a function of a Christian worldview or they're diametrically opposed to a Christian worldview. Now, if you look at jurisprudence, for example, in the United States, jurisprudence was set up on the basis of a Christian worldview. If you look at the separation of powers, that actually comes out of a Christian worldview. In fact, it was set up very much like the Presbyterian church order or ecclesiology is set up. So in that sense, I think you have a Christian nation in that its ideals, its formation, its structure is codified around Christian norms.
Right. Thanks. That answers my question. I just need to look into this more, I think.
Okay. Appreciate your call. And by the way, in the Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, I've actually tackled the problem of pornography. And I point out that it is an addictive behavior that enslaves the mind and conditions users to view other people as mere objects of self-gratification. And that's why Jesus Christ warns us to guard our gaze. He says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Not only this, but I think we should ever be aware of the fact that pornography breaks the sacred bond of marriage. And in that way, it tears apart the very fabric of a society. When pornographic images are used to satisfy sexual desire, a marriage partner is defrauded. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus rendered lustful visual encounters the moral equivalent of extramarital sexual relations. So just as marijuana is a precursor to experimenting with ever more dangerous substances, so pornography often leads to increasingly degrading sexual behavior. Each one, says James, is tempted when by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Thankfully, even the strongest addictions can be overcome by taking practical steps to remove temptation by establishing an accountability structure and by putting on the full armor of God. The covering described in Scripture as the full armor of God is an impenetrable barrier against which the fiery darts of the evil one are impotent. When we're clothed in the covering, we are invincible. When we're not, we are but pawns in a devil's malevolent scheme. Again, that entry from the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Samantha next on Bot Radio in Topeka, Kansas. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Hank. My question is about, I am recently trying to get back into going to church and practicing my faith more dedicated. And my husband, he's not a practicing, his family's Catholic, but he's not a practicing Catholic, and I have found that I'm sort of uncomfortable going to Catholic Mass and the few times that I've gone, and I'm trying to find a church that will be more reflective of the churches that I went to when I was being raised, more non-denominational, but I'm not really sure where to start because I don't know if the total non-denominational is right for me, but I'm not really sure which. There's so many different churches, so many different Christian kind of branches, right, that I'm not really sure where to start looking. I didn't know, yeah, if you had any advice.
Denominations, Samantha, are separated on the basis of ecclesiology, so they have different systems of church government. They also have different systems in terms of belief in secondary doctrines, like, for example, eschatology. In other words, how the end times cash out, the timing of the tribulation or the meaning of the millennium. But on essential Christian doctrine, in healthy, well-balanced church, across denominational lines, there's unity, which is to say that when it comes to the deity of Jesus Christ or the canon of Scripture or the Trinity or the resurrection or the incarnation of Jesus Christ, there's agreement on those essential Christian doctrines. So in a healthy, well-balanced church, we're unified around the very doctrines for which the martyrs shed their blood. So in finding a healthy, well-balanced church, you want to find a church that agrees with essential Christian doctrine. And then within that church, you want a church that does three things. Number one, worships God rightly through prayer, praise, and the proclamation of the word, has genuine oneness one with another as depicted in Romans chapter 12, and then equips Christians to go out and impact the world. In other words, equips Christians to communicate what they believe, why they believe what they believe, and in whom they believe, because virtually every theological error begins with a misconception of the nature of God. Now, I've written an article on how to find a healthy, well-balanced church. Not only in article form, I think it's available on the World Wide Web at equip.org, but also it's an entry in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. But it gives you the basics for how to spot a healthy, well-balanced church. But it really revolves around those three issues: proper worship, proper oneness, and proper equipping for witness.
Okay. So do you kind of recommend I maybe go to a different couple different churches, more than one, and see if there's a fit?
Well, again, you have to know what you're looking for, right?
Mm-hmm.
He who aims at nothing invariably hits it. So the first thing I want you to do is understand what it is that you're looking for. So you want a church that corresponds to those three things that I just mentioned. If you hang on, I'll send out that article to you so you can know what you're aiming at. But then within the context of a church that embraces essential Christian doctrine, worships God properly, has proper oneness and fellowship with one another, and is equipping Christians to be effective witnesses, within that there's a great latitude depending on various secondary issues that you either embrace or do not embrace. But again, if you hang out on, I can send you the article.
Okay, thank you so much.
You got it, Samantha. Thank you so much for your call. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do remember, Monday through Friday, at this time, your question on air when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. Be right back with more of the show.
Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologist Lee Strobel, Steve Kreloff, and others as they challenge the skeptics at CRI's National Conference. Worship led by Grammy Award-winning musician Steve Camp. Plan now to attend the Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 7th and 8th in Tampa, Florida. For more information, visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. Hank will return with more of the Bible Answer Man right after this. Don't be caught off guard by deception. Know what you believe about Jesus Christ and why. President of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff, wants to equip believers with the truth so that when confronted with a lie, it is recognized immediately. A book by Timothy Paul Jones will help you understand and refute popular conspiracy theories permeating our postmodern culture. The good news is that these theories are not new and are few in number. Jones precisely demonstrates how each theory falls
falls short of their overblown claims. Order Conspiracies and the Cross today from CRI. And when you order, know that you're also supporting the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order today online at equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Order your copy and you'll learn to accurately defend the gospel accounts of Jesus Christ. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Gutenberg rocked the medieval world with the invention of the printing press, and we're in the midst of a digital revolution for the Bible with Glow Bible Software. You'll experience the Bible as never before. With just a click of a button, walk the Holy Lands, view artwork depicting Bible stories, read articles related to topical issues, explore maps, follow study notes, and create your own reading plan. Glow is the Bible for a digital generation. And now you can order Glow from CRI by going to our website at equip.org or by calling one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And now, more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Yeah, before we go back to our callers, a quick reminder that if you're not right now subscribing to the Christian Research Journal, we have a brand new edition of the journal hot off the press, available for you. You can start subscribing on the World Wide Web at equip.org when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 in the letters CRI. And do remember that we are coming closer and closer to Easter, and for the celebration of Easter, I have Resurrection Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. It's a 4x6 laminated memorable flip chart to the greatest feat in history, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which ensures your resurrection as well. Again, the flip chart is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute for your gift to keep this broadcast on the air. Master the essence of the resurrection in minutes. Remember it for a lifetime, a memorable defense of the central event in Christianity. Human history and your future is forever changed by what happened the first Easter 2,000 years ago. The flip chart, once again, available in multiple copies to give away to family members and friends. Check it out on the World Wide Web, again, equip.org. Our address, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and resource consultant standing by as always, the number to dial 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Back to the phone lines, we'll talk to Pat in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I've been waiting.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
My question is about Kent Hovind. I was wondering, is he a reliable teacher?
I don't think so, for a lot of reasons. He advocates KJV only, the King James Version only, as though it is an autographa hot off the plates down from Mount Sinai. And therefore, he criticizes other translations, which incidentally are now based on the best manuscript evidence extant today. When the King James Version was commissioned in 1604 and completed in 1611, there are many manuscripts that simply hadn't been uncovered. So while it's a good translation, it does not rely on the best manuscript evidence available. In addition to that, he lends credence to Bible codes. In other words, embedded codes in the text of Scripture.
Oh.
Gospel in the stars. In other words, the actual gospel being communicated in the stars. And of course, according to Psalm 19, the heavens do declare the glory of God, but they give us general revelation, not special revelation. It is the Bible that provides us with special revelation. He also holds to pyramidology. The gospel of Jesus Christ is said to be encoded in the great pyramids. And it goes on and on from there. He also holds to universal product codes that may bear the number 666 in relationship to the mark of the beast. And it's sensationalism and selling on steroids.
Okay, because I just recently realized he was incarcerated, and we had done his series in our church, and it just kind of threw me, and it was like I needed to know something more, because I never heard, you know, anything derogatory about him.
Yeah, well, again, I'm simply testing what he says in light of Scripture and holding fast to that which is good. But you're right, he is currently serving a 10-year prison sentence for 58 counts of tax fraud.
Yeah. And I didn't know who else to ask, and you were, your name came to the top.
Well, I think what's really important is to become familiar with essential Christian doctrine, and therefore you can spot the counterfeit by comparison.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you answered my question. Is there anywhere I can get any kind of information on all of his, you know, on that sideline?
We might be able to provide that for you if you hang on.
Okay.
Okay?
That would be good.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you so much.
Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Mark, listening on Bot Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Hank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. My question was in regards to conversion, and more specifically, the apparent different types of conversion that there are. Recently, I was in a discussion with a friend of mine, and he was pretty insistent that unless you really could recall the day, the hour, the minute of your specific conversion, he was questioning, in essence, the validity of it. We went back and forth, and, you know, bottom line, I was wondering what you thought about why some people have this near Pauline experience where there's immediate fruit blossoming, the addictions are broken, things are thrown away, and they become very mature very fast, and then why other people, you know, it seemingly takes years in order them to get to possibly the same point as the other person. And I'll listen off there.
Well, a couple of things I would say. I've taken the trip from North Carolina to Florida quite a number of times, and I can remember a few of those trips pretty vividly. I was at one point in North Carolina. I don't know if I was listening to something on the radio or listening to a CD or memorizing a text of Scripture. But the next thing I knew, I was in Orlando, Florida. I don't remember when I crossed the border, but I do know I was in Orlando, Florida. And I think there's a parallel to conversion there. I don't think that you have to remember the exact moment, the exact day, the exact time of your conversion. Some people do. I, for example, do remember that point in life. But I don't think that that is necessary. What is necessary is that you can say, beyond the peradventure of a doubt, that you realize that you're a sinner, that you have repented of your sin, which is to say, you've made a U-turn on the road of life. You're no longer following the dictates of your own will. You've turned, and you're now following Jesus Christ. And that you have reached out the hand of a beggar and received the gift of a king. In other words, You have trusted in Jesus Christ alone as your Lord and Savior. And if you know that you have realized you're a sinner, repented of your sin, and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are, by virtue of that, saved. So you don't have to know the exact time. What you know is that you are trusting in Jesus Christ, and therefore you are saved. As far as the depth of conversion that takes place at a particular point in time in a particular person's life, it is certainly different with everyone. I have seen people who have come to faith in Christ in the most dramatic way. And I've seen other people who have received Jesus Christ and certainly have not heard the brush of angel wings or heard some kind of an angelic choir. In other words, they haven't had an emotional experience, but they did pray and ask Jesus Christ to receive the Messiah as Lord and Savior. And therefore, on the basis of Christ's promise, we're saved. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has everlasting life, will not be condemned. He or she has crossed over from death to life eternal. So again, our conversion is not based on our feeling, it's based on his promise, and people react in different ways. And we do all kinds of events in life. When my dad died, it was a very emotional time for my whole family, but I can tell you, I didn't cry. I didn't cry until years later. I just processed grief in a different way, and I think we process conversion in a different way. It's not that conversion is different, because everyone comes to Christ exactly the same way, realizing they're a sinner, repenting of their sin, and receiving Jesus Christ. But the way we react to it is certainly different depending on the different personalities and the different places that we are at a particular time in life. So the big thing is, again, that you can know for certain that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that you have trusted in him, not trusting in yourself. If you know that, you have everlasting life. Not might have or could have, you have everlasting life. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and more of your questions. Stay tuned.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast, which reaches millions of people. The complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers answers to over 170 questions that typically stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Get your copy of this 550-page leather hardbound book packed with answers you need to more of today's challenging questions about the Bible and Christianity when you call 888-7000-CRI. Also, for your gift of $100 or more, receive a personalized copy. Order on our secure website at www.equip.org. We'll return to the program in just a few moments.
Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York, with sound design by one of the top studios in the industry, and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
Investors are concerned that there's more bad news.
Calling for an end to U.S. military operations.
The world is glued to the news headlines, anxiously awaiting what the future holds. So it's up to believers in Christ to be prepared to give well-reasoned answers about what lies ahead, based on sound Bible doctrine. That's why The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff is such a vital resource for your library. It covers today's most asked prophecy questions and reveals why answering them correctly matters so much in today's world. The Apocalypse Code will resolve many questions regarding the mysteries of the end times and help you give an informed answer for the hope that is in you. All you really need to know about understanding Revelation is what the rest of the Bible says. So order your copy of The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or look online at equip.org.
When Charles Darwin was writing his famed The Origin of Species, it was well known at the time that the first fossils of animals appeared suddenly and without predecessors. So there was a deep dilemma about what his theory told him to expect to find and the facts. Darwin's Dilemma on DVD explores the mystery of the Cambrian explosion and the scientific controversy that still surrounds it. Where are the missing transitional forms that Darwin's theory requires? Can any undirected evolutionary process explain the origin of animals? Filmed on four continents, this fascinating documentary examines some of the most important fossil discoveries ever made. The Cambrian explosion was actually an explosion of biological information, information that points unmistakably to foresight, purpose, and intelligent design. Order Darwin's Dilemma, The Mystery of the Cambrian Fossil Record from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Our passion and purpose at the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But we need ministry partners to both pray for our work and to partner with us financially. Would you consider joining the Bible Answer Man support team? These monthly donors are the backbone of our financial support for our broadcasts, publications, and outreach activities. To stand with these dedicated ministry partners, call CRI today at 888-7000-274. You can also join the support team or find out answers to your questions by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. We now return to today's program. Once again, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And just a reminder that we have expanded our radio broadcast ministry pretty dramatically in the past month. And as a result of that, we are now, if current trends prevail, in the month of March, we're going to be $65,000 down in terms of income. So we have to make up that income this month in order not to deficit spend in the month of March. This is a really important goal because we do not want to deficit spend at all during this calendar year. In fact, this is our year of Jubilee. We're catching up. We're eradicating all our debt. And we do not want to fall behind this month. So if you can help out, some can help out with small gifts, some with larger gifts, it would be deeply appreciated. And for your gift of any amount, I'll send you my new flip chart, Resurrection Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. You may want to order multiple copies to give away this Easter season to family members or friends. Again, a great resource to witness to family members, friends, or anyone that you meet. Resource consultants, again, standing by at 888-7000, letters CRI. Let's go to the phone lines again. Ron, listening on the web in Prescott, Arizona. Hi, Ron.
Good evening, Hank.
Good evening.
Do you believe that every church should have a discipleship program to train husbands how to disciple their wives and parents how to disciple their children and for everyone to make disciples in the community they live in? And the reason I ask is I've been a member of several churches during the last 50 years, and none of them had discipleship programs. And when I was in Orange County, the second largest church there said they did not believe in it, and the third largest said they were developing one.
Yeah, well, think about this for a moment. All of us are called not to be converts, but rather to be disciples. And a disciple is a learner or follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we must become not converts, but become disciples who know the principles of the kingdom and know how to communicate those principles to other people. And that doesn't happen by osmosis. I mean, when we're converted, we're not converted as Lone Ranger Christians. We're born into a family of faith. And that family of faith wants to be able to effectively communicate what they believe and why they believe it, and as such need to be equipped. And so I think to be equipped within the context of a healthy, well-balanced church is exactly what should happen. The church should be equipping Christians. When I was a new believer, I was equipped in a church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on how to share my faith as a beginner, because I was taught that all Christians share their faith. I mean, if you were given a gift of $1 billion and you could give that gift away, if you got the greatest gift you could possibly get, you'd not only want to give it away, but you'd be compelled to give it away. And this is a gift that you can give away without losing anything, because you don't lose your own salvation. So if you've received a cup of cold water from the hand of the Lord, why would you not want to give that to someone else? Well, a lot of people don't witness, not because they don't want to, they just simply don't know how to. And so for that reason, I think it's important that the church equips them to do that. So yeah, I think discipleship programs are very important. I mean, that's part of what the church does. It's discipling us so that we can grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hank, do you think that many pastors simply don't want to set up a good, solid discipleship program because they're too busy?
Well, I mean, here, think about what a pastor is now for a second.
He's supposed to be a discipler.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the pastor is not called to do the work of ministry by himself. He's called to do exactly what you just said. He's called to disciple God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. In other words, a coach doesn't play the game by himself. He trains his players how to play the game effectively. And the pastor does the same thing. If the pastor tries to do the work of ministry by himself, it's a prescription for an early nervous breakdown or a heart attack.
Yeah, I agree. Do you know of anyone who has a really good book on discipleship or any church that... I know Coral Ridge, where you went, Dr. Kennedy has a great program there, but are there any others?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are all kinds of great programs in churches throughout the country. If you hang on, we can give you some representative samplings of that, but certainly there are a lot of, you know, for example, my Doctrines flip chart, in essence, is a discipleship program.
Right.
It teaches you how to embrace essential Christian doctrine. So there are a lot of different ways in which people are discipled.
Right.
I mean, learning spiritual disciplines can be done through my book, The Covering. We have a discipleship program which teaches people how to pray, develop a relationship with the lover of their soul, which ought to be a first requirement.
Right.
Because many people misunderstand prayer as a means of getting things from God, where prayer, in essence, is learning to build a relationship with the lover of your soul.
Right, right. Okay, I appreciate it, Hank.
You got it, Ron. I don't know how to pronounce this name. Jida in Palo Alto, California. Did I get that right?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry about that. Thank you for answering.
Live radio. Go ahead.
Yes, calling because Recently, I retired from being a pharmacist after receiving a healing, and my husband owns a business. The question I have is, we just started a ministry, a transition of housing for women who are trafficked, is about tithing. I wasn't quite sure whether the money that I tied to church, if it was okay for me to put it into the ministry, or is that wrong?
No, it's not necessarily wrong. Here's the thing. You want to realize that tithing is the training wheels to giving, which is to say that tithing is not the New Testament formula that you have to embrace in some kind of legalistic fashion, but it is the means by which you learn the joy of true giving, which means that from a New Testament perspective, we're not owners, we're stewards, and in that way we hold everything we have with an open hand, recognizing it doesn't belong to us at all, so that God can take out and put in as he sees fit. And tithing becomes a way through which you can learn that you cannot outgive the Lord, through which you can learn to depend upon the arm of God rather than depending upon the arm of flesh. But if you have a ministry and your tithe becomes a way in which you can touch the lives of people directly in a tangible way, and the Lord calls you to that, I see no problem whatsoever with funding that through your resources. But I do think that you have to remember ultimately that the church is the God-ordained vehicle through which the gospel goes out. It's also the God-ordained vehicle through which we worship God and have fellowship with other people. So we want to support the work of the local church. We want to make sure that we're committed to that as well.
I see. So,
but let the Lord lead you through prayer. Pray about it. You don't want to give in a legalistic fashion. If you do that, you're better off hanging on to your money. You want to give because, as you have found out, you've seen a need and you want to meet that need. God's called you to meet that need, and to provide your resources for that purpose is not wrong.
You see, that answers the question that I had. So, but I wasn't quite sure, and when I talked to my husband,
hey, I'm out of time. I hate to be rude and cut you off, but I'm just flat out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I'm going to stay here for an extra hour. Once we go off the air, we'll continue taking your calls. The number to dial right now, 888-ASK-HANK.
Get ready to set sail for the adventure of a lifetime. Don't miss our Western Caribbean cruise May 9th through 16th. Sailing out of Tampa Bay, Florida, you'll join Hank Hanegraaff and award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp for 7 packed days of worship and study on board the stately Carnival Legend. Incredibly low rates include all conference fees, accommodations, and dining. Dates in May make it a perfect way to honor mothers or celebrate special graduates. So for more information or to register today, go to our website at equip.org or call our friends at Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains 5 of the greatest works by 5 of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.